France's sovereign credit score is at its lowest level on record. Previously rated AA-, the country has been downgraded by one notch to A+ by credit rating agency Fitch. The agency explains this is a consequence of continuing political instability. They say the government's defeat in a confidence vote illustrates the increased fragmentation and polarisation of domestic politics. This instability weakens the political system's capacity to deliver substantial fiscal consolidation. In its report, Fitch paints a grim picture of the state of France's public finances. According to the agency, the deficit is expected to remain above 5% next year, and debt is expected to rise to 121% of GDP in 2027, up from 114% today. For this economist, the downgrade has limited but real consequences.
The impact of this downgrade is a lower quality debt, meaning certainly an increase in risk that could continue. And so this concretely means for France an increased debt burden, which means a higher level of interest that it repays each year.
The outgoing Minister of the Economy, Eric Lombard, has taken note of Fitch's decision. The new Prime Minister, Sébastien Lecornu's mission is to present a budget that's acceptable to the opposition. Both those on the left and the right have opposing ideas of how to balance France's books. These divisions will make a consensus difficult to achieve.